Today's pep talk, I want to talk about encouraging yourself, keeping your spirits up, keeping yourself encouraged. A lot of times, parents, we're very, very hard on ourselves. Every time we make a mistake, we want to beat ourselves up and criticize ourselves. And it's really not helpful to do that. And in fact, it's modeling for kids to be extra self-critical as well. So I wanted to talk about a few ways that you can encourage yourself. And one of the best ways that I find that encourages me as a parent is when I try different things and it works. If I get a new tool and I use it and it helps make things better between myself and my kids, that really, really encourages me to try harder, to do more, to keep it up, and to never give up. And that's one of the most important things, I think, as a parent, is that we never give up. That as long as we're raising our kids, as long as they're in our homes, that we always, even when they move out, that we always are of the spirit that this too will pass and we can figure out a way to get through this situation or this circumstance. So to keep ourselves encouraged, it's important to look realistically at the things that we do ineffectively, as well as celebrating the things that we do effectively. And I like to use the rule of thumb of 3 positives for every negative. So if you find yourself being critical of yourself for some reason, saying, geez, why did I do that like that? Then at the moment that you realize that's what you're doing, stop and give yourself 3 compliments. And that'll help balance out the negatives versus the positives to keep yourself encouraged. One thing that I also like to do is to really spend some time thinking about and mulling over discipline situations and how they went, what did I do right in that situation? What could I have done better? What could I do differently next time? And when you do that, it gives you a plan so that the next time a situation like that comes up, you actually have some tools to use because you've already thought it over and you've already come up with a solution to how you would handle it in the future. So that's a couple of ways to keep yourself encouraged. And then the last thing is to really just honor the process of learning, you know, how each child needs to be parented. When you are figuring out like, oh, you know, what works on this kid, it just doesn't work on my other child. Well, that's a really important insight because most of the time what works on one child doesn't work on the other kids. And so it's important to continue to look specifically at each of our children and to interact with them in a way that works for each of them. Some kids need more strict discipline. Some kids need more lenient discipline, more flexibility in our discipline. And you just have to get to know what's best for your child. You are the best judge of your child. You're the best person to know what's best for your child. And while it's great to get information from a lot of different sources, ultimately, you want to trust yourself. And trusting yourself will absolutely keep you encouraged because you'll see, you'll make the best decisions for your children. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.